the GV's Hit 96.9. You're waking up with Josiah and Ellie. And tonight, True Story with Hamish and Andy is on the TV again. So we thought, why not get your mate back, seeing as you're such good friends,
Josiah.
Friend
of the show, yeah?
Yes,
Andy
absolutely.
Andy Lee, hello.
Morning, all. Morning, everybody in the greater Shepparton region.
Did you want to give your auntie a shout out? She's in Stanhope, isn't she, this morning?
Yep, they're in Stanhope, my uncle, Bev and Rob. But then I've got my my cousins in Gagarry, which is just a little bit north of that, which people would know because you're in the area. And then Colbenabbin. Do we reach Colbenabbin with this?
Yeah, I'm going to say yes because our tower's on top of a mountain and we're in a valley, so it goes further than you'd think.
We reach far, Andy. We reach like all the way down to Melbourne sometimes, so look out.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, great. I'll give a shout out to my mum then.
Yeah.
It's just in the eastern suburbs of Melbourne.
Can you do a shout out to your cousin Gang as well?
Cousin Gang? Who's Gang?
Who's Gang?
Gangly? No.
What?
Oh, gosh.
Sorry, Andy. That's terrible.
I don't even get it.
Ellie's still getting her head around it.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to move right along. Hey, you mentioned your mum. I want to talk about my mum for a second. I've got a bone to pick with you, Andy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. Sorry to come on so aggressive so early in the
piece. I was going to talk about my TV show tonight, but turns out it's a mum gripe from Ellie.
Try to do 3 hours of breakfast radio with her every morning, Andy.
No, I got a call from my mum the other day, and she's super mad at me because Josiah and I do this segment that we call Naughty or Normal, right? Tuesday mornings. We did it earlier this morning. And sometimes it's a little bit smutty, mum calls it.
Right.
Because we do things that you can say in the bedroom that you can also say to, like, the postman or the butcher.
Right. Yes, yeah. Yes. Good.
So mum listens to our catch-up and gives me a call, and she's like, you guys are being too smutty. Hamish and Andy never do this. And I'm like, well, hold on.
That's true. Very true. Yep.
So you've just set this bar so high that my mum thinks that you guys are better than me. She gave birth to me.
First of all, they're a little bit more successful, but yeah.
Hey.
It's an interesting take on things. If I talk about poo, my mum calls me and goes, we do not have this kind of talk on the radio. If I have a slight lisp because I'm tired, mum will ring me and go, hey, I think you're tired at the moment. You're lisping. I'm like, okay, mum, it's fine. But your parents are always going to be your harshest critics. So I'm glad that, is the show designed to please your mum? What are you going for?
I was like, mum, you're not in the demographic. It's fine. Like, yes. We're allowed to be smutty. People love it.
Where our show was designed to please your mum. That was our key demographic. So we're thrilled that we managed to secure her.
Yeah, Ellie's mum, her old mum in Perth, does not fit the hit Goulburn Valley demo.
Yeah, so. Whatever.
As soon as we got the results for ratings, we go, yeah, who cares? What does Ellie's mum think? And they go, yes. Yeah, she's in. We go, fantastic.
Raylene's your biggest fan, don't you worry.
Hey, Andy, on that same topic, though, we've been getting a few complaints from time to time. We see that as a successful element to the show. It means people are listening.
Yes.
We were saying, surely, do Hamish and Andy ever get complaints? We just don't associate complaints with Hamish and Andy.
My favourite complaint of all time was Hamish and I dressed up as gorillas. We actually had these, they were $4,000 each, these gorilla suits made up.
I think I remember that.
The Werribee Zoo... they were having gorillas coming and they agreed to promote it like a few days earlier than it actually was. And Hamish and I went out as gorillas and sat and did weird things all afternoon and tricked a lot of people.
Yeah.
And a guy complained and wanted to sue because we took away the experience of his son getting to see a gorilla for the first time.
Oh,
I mean, he's got a good point, but...
No, he hasn't. I mean, his son still hasn't seen a gorilla. You've seen two guys dressed as gorillas. So that was my favourite. It was front page of the paper, the Herald Sun, and I was so thrilled. I cut it out and I was like, this is perfect. This is exactly what we needed.
Yeah, that's the sort of complaint you put up on the mantelpiece above the pool table, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We're thrilled with it.
Oh, we got to get ourselves to the zoo, get some costumes if we want to really ramp up our complaints.
Hey, Andy, before we go, I just want to, this has no context whatever. It doesn't really need a reply from you. I just wanted to make Ellie feel really awkward.
No, don't.
To let you know that you're her radio crush.
Josiah!
Yes. Leave pass or crush?
No, both. Actually. Leave pass and crush.
Well, I have to be honest.
I'm just going to sit back from the mic and just let Ellie explain herself to you now.
It's you and Hamish.
Oh, both of us at the same
time. Not together.
Oh, Raylene, sorry about this. You've gone back into smut town. I apologise, Raylene. I don't know where she gets it from.
You know what, Andy's,
must be a dad.
Andy's mum is listening. You should apologise to her as well, Eleanor.
I can't. I'm sorry. Except my boyfriend's really mad because he's like, his whole pass is like Charlize Theron or someone who he's never going to get. Whereas he's like, you're in radio. Like, you actually might have something to do with Hamish and Andy one day. Yeah. Now I've interviewed you guys twice in like a month. Oh, God.
You're practically married.
I'm sweating.
Well, I said to my girlfriend, my hall pass was Julie at reception here at work. And she the joke didn't go down. No.
So I told my girlfriend my hall pass was a mum. That didn't go down well either.
Oh, God. Okay, I need to wrap this up right now. I'm getting a call from mum as we speak. Yes. Thanks so much for joining us, Andy Lee. True Story with Hamish and Andy. It is back on TV tonight, Channel 9 at 8:40. So make sure you get around it.
Always great to chat. And hi to Raylene. She's my leave pass.